Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, form and answer. Jesus gave the key.
Welcome to WGUM. This is Dr. Gregory Scott. Welcome you once again to our Wednesday evening service. And it's my pleasure and honor to introduce to some and present to others Pastor Patricia Bemmen.
Amen. It's just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on Jesus. It's just another day that the Lord has kept me. Aren't you glad that the Lord has kept you? Aren't you glad that the Lord has kept you? For he has kept you from all evil with your mind stayed on Jesus. I tell you, just another day that the Lord has kept me. You need to tell the Lord, thank you for keeping you from seen and unseen danger. Thank him for keeping you just another day that the Lord, he has kept us, for this is the day that the Lord he hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. How about you on this evening? For the commercial said, confident, dry, and secure, raise your hand if you're sure. And I'm raising both hands tonight because I'm sure that my Redeemer liveth. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow as just another day that the Lord have kept me. People are losing their minds over this pandemic. They're fearful. They're frightened. They're confused. A lot of anxiety building up. Some seeking psychiatrists. Some committing suicide because they can't deal with what's going on. It was a sudden change. You're used to going in your car, going about your business. No mask, no gloves, no hand sanitizer. Just come and go as you please. But that has changed now. And some people can't handle the change. But this one thing I know for sure, that God has not forgotten us. God is yet on the throne. He's looking down upon his children here on earth. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. God made heaven. God made the earth. God made you. God made me. He says he looks after his creation. And I'm so glad that I'm a part of this great God called God. I tell you, I am excited on this evening to be coming to you live, Blog Talk Radio. I am excited to know that we are yet in the land of the living. We are in the ark of safety. It's rough out here, people of God. It's not easy. When you watch the news, I know sometimes the news can get on your nerve, but it keeps you informed. If you're a person that read the paper, that's okay. If you're a person that listens to the radio, that's okay. I watch the TV, and I listen to all of the changes that's taking place and all of the evilness and the corruptness that's in the world. Well, the Bible is always right. I don't know what made people think that the Bible was wrong, but the Bible has always been right. Whether you dispute who wrote it or how it was written, but the thing of it is that all was given inspiration through God how to go about this greatest book that's ever been published. The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book. For me, I was telling Dr. Scott how my mom would say, y'all, come on, sit down, get the Bible, and she would read the Bible, read it to me especially, and she would say, what that mean? What is this about it? Explain it to me how you understand it, and all like that. And I am grateful today for the teaching and grateful that she said, get your word and get it in your heart, because a day will come when you won't be able to even pick up a Bible. That seems far-fetched, but that day is just about here. It may happen through the pandemic. It may happen through the evilness and the corruptness of the people in this world. But it's good to know that you have done like David. I have hidden the word in my heart. Oh, bless his name. We're getting close to the end now. So some strange things going to be happening. But we got to bless God anyhow. We got to taste and see that the Lord, he is good. And that his mercy endureth to generation. His mercy endured forever. His mercy. We thank God for his loving kindness. We thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his grace on tonight, his unmerited favor. We thank God for Jesus, and we thank Jesus for his blood on tonight. Oh, let the blood cover you. The blood still works. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. That's what he told the people in Egypt, his children, you know, back in Moses' time in Israel. He said to them that I'm going to allow death to come through the city, and it's going to do some weaning out. It's going to do some weaning out. And he said, but you are my children. You don't have to worry about death coming through the city because I have the answer that you need. But you have got to obey and follow the instructions. The reason why many of us are in trouble is because we do not follow instructions. And the Lord told them to take and get a pure animal and get his blood and put it over your doorpost. Smear the blood over your doorpost. And he said, and when I see the blood, when death sees the blood, it will pass over your house. You don't have to worry about death coming to your house. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. We thank God for his word on tonight. We got to follow the instructions of God. When I see the blood, hallelujah, I will pass over you. The blood still works. The blood will never lose its power. I don't have any blood smeared over my doorpost on tonight, but I got the blood of Jesus on the inside smeared all over me. For I have been anointed by the blood of Jesus Christ. The anointing is just a smearing over my life. As I look back over my life and I think things over, got a testimony, and you got a testimony too, because it's another day that the Lord has kept you. I want to give honor to God first and to his son Jesus Christ, and then to Dr. Gregory Scott, sponsors this program every Wednesday night, and we bless him for that, and we thank God for him, because he's a partaker in getting the word out. Where the scripture tells us to go into the highway and the hedges, well, he's a part of that. He's getting the word out over the highways, over the airways, all up in the hedges. The word is going out all over the universe, and we thank God for it. And then to my very fine sister, my biological sister, Sister Jackie Grant, and to all of my worshipers in South Carolina. I tell you, South Carolina has kept me encouraged. Thank God for my church mother, Mother Janie, and Sister Blondie, and the whole cabinet of them that's there in South Carolina. And for those of you that's listening in New York and Delaware and the various states. I may not call everyone state. That's why they say you shouldn't call names in church, because you're bound to forget someone. As much as I was as careful as I could be when my mom passed away, and I named everybody's name that had been a part of helping me with my mother, and I forgot one person. And I didn't realize it until it was too late. It had already printed. And what I mean by too late, everything was over. And then I remembered, oh, my God, I forgot him. Even if I had just remembered it during the funeral service, I would have verbally made mention of this young man. This man, when my mom would fall out of bed, and if she didn't fall out of bed and I got up and she was sitting in the floor, and sometimes I was able to lift her and sometimes I wasn't. And so I would have to call for this young man, because you call the police, here they come with all this oxygen and all this, and oh, we need to take her to the hospital and all that. No, 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 she's not hurt. I just can't get her up off the floor. But so I would call for my neighbor across the street, Brother Ronnie, and he would come over and help me get Mother up off the floor. And I listed everybody's name but his. So we get into trouble sometimes. We don't mean to when we start naming names, but I'm just going to cover everybody in South Carolina that listens to this broadcast. Sister Rita have been traveling with us a long time, Sister Harvey, and we thank God for you. You all are just phenomenal. I love you. I'm looking forward to meeting some of you in person real soon. I told my niece on last evening that I'm watching to see what CDC is talking about, whether there's going to be a travel ban or not. I'm not sure, because the numbers are rising everywhere, and they could pull a statewide shutdown. And so we're watching. We're going to see what's going to happen, but I hope I'm able to make the trip next month, since I have some things that I want to share with my listeners there in South Carolina and lay hands on them and pray for them. Dr. Scott, I believe I've gotten the particulars out of the way, and I've given all thanks and glory unto the Father God, and thanking him for his goodness. And we thank him for the sunshine and the rain. As you turn your television on and you see that every time seemingly that there is a hurricane brewing, New Orleans get hit by the hurricane. Or let me just say, some parts of Louisiana get hit with that hurricane. But I'm glad I'm not there. But you know what? God loved those people too. And we ask the protection of God on their very life. We ask that the blood be smeared so that no lives will be lost. And if the lives that are lost, that they are ready anyway to go home and be with the Lord, because those hurricanes are not any joke whatsoever. I lived in New York all of my young years, and looked like every other year we would have a hurricane. We weren't frightened of them because we grew up with them, like where Dr. Scott comes from. They have twisters and tornadoes and that sort of thing. That would frighten me. California, they're used to earthquakes and mudslides. I was in California once when they had an earthquake, and God protected me. He didn't even let me feel that the woman's china cabinet, the china in her cabinet, all shifted from that trembling of the earth. And I slept through the whole thing. They were up and I was asleep. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. It didn't stop the earth from trembling to where they could feel it, but they were safe. Nothing happened to them. Not even the china in the cabinet got broken. It just moved around from the tremble. And when I woke up, and I said, what in the world happened in here? And they said, we had an earthquake last night. I said, huh? I got scared then. But the earthquake had come and gone. And Barbara said, you don't have to be afraid, Tricia. She said, God took care of you. She said, because you slept right through the whole thing. Everybody in the house was up except for you. You never budged. She said, you kept right on sleeping. And I began to bless God. That's what he'll do. He'll take care of you. He'll put you to sleep. And you won't even know what went on around you. So, but we don't fear hurricanes quite as badly because we grew up in them. We know to protect ourselves. We know to be safe. Dr. Scott, on the other hand, they tell you don't be near a window, go down low and all that. See, I wouldn't know what to do because I've never been exposed to that. That earthquake, I don't know what I would have felt like had I have felt that whole house just trembling. I've never experienced that. I saw the mudslide. I was there during the time that they had a mudslide, but they told us to be careful. Do not drive over that way because that's where the mud is really sliding. And God bless that by the time we got from the airport to the section that I was going to in Antelope Valley, California, there, the slide was up in the mountains far away from that area, from the hotel where I was staying at. God will protect you. God will take care of his children. We got to be obedient. We got to listen. We got to move when God say move. We got to be still when he say be still. We got to taste and see that the Lord, he is good. We don't know what's going to happen in this election, but I pray that it goes in the direction that I'm praying. Because if it doesn't, we're going to really have to, shown up, be careful. And even during the election, those of you, this God gave me this earlier this evening, those of you that have children, grown children, and little children should be home. But tell your sons, tell your daughters, that's not a night to be out at the mall. That's not a night to be out at Walmart. Go and do early what you have to do. And tell them to please stay home. Because if things go the way that he doesn't want them to go, there's going to be a mess. There could be bloodshed. Because there's going to be some angry folk. I'm not going to say a lot over the air because I don't know who's listening or who's going to listen when we go up there. But those of you, you mothers, you grandmothers and sisters and aunts and uncles, please, especially your male children, make sure that they stay home. Not home, but close to the house, right in your own neighborhood. Don't be out gallivanting. Take that night and be home. Travel in the day where you can see, because it's not good. It's not good. Just be careful. Be careful. So if nothing happens, fine, but be prepared for the worst. And be careful, very careful. Always watch your back. Yes, God got us, but when God give us a message or a word to tell us, go the other way, and we go the way we want to go, then whatever befalls us is not God's fault. God will always take care of his children who's obedient. The disobedient child is the one who suffers many things. But an obedient child, things are warded off from them. Pray over your children, your grandchildren. These are some perilous times that we're living in today. We were free at one point, but it's going back to trying to put us not being free. We're doing well, but they don't want us to be a part of the doing well. But we got to be careful. God is still on the throne. And yes, he will take care of us. But he sends us a warning as to what's ahead. Pay attention. Be cautious. Be careful. And stay prayed up. Stay prayed up. Stay prayed up. Oh, how wondrous is the name of the Lord. I'd like to dedicate that song tonight to all the listeners because he's a wondrous God. And after that, I will give you a word, another one. Oh, bless his name, Dr. Scott. Amen.
Praise the enjoy your life. We're going to do a song that's a part of our worship. How many know he's wondrous? Put your hands together and sing this.
Oh, how wondrous. Is the name of the Lord. How he works.
man, I'm a lover of Pastor Reverend John P. Key. You know all of his songs. You don't even have to wait for the radio announcement. You don't have to wait for the radio announcement to announce that John P. Key is the one who made that album. All of his songs, you know, something like that he does. So you just know that it's him. He has a very distinguished sounding voice. But the song was "Oh How Wondrous Is the Name of the Lord," and it is. His name is worthy to be praised, the name above all names. Oh, how wondrous is the name of the Lord. And he began to talk about Elohim and talk about our provider, and God is our provider. Oh, how wondrous is the name of the Lord. The hour is growing late. Again, I thank God for you, you. And you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Psalms and see what the Psalms is talking about on this evening. Psalms 30, beginning at verse 1. Psalms 30, you can write it down. Beginning at verse 1, and read it in your leisure time. Any of you, if I was in your company, in your presence right now, where I could see you, how many of you actually pick up your Bible sometime in the course of a day and read a scripture? How many of us do that? Mother Seymour used to have, she had enough room in her bathroom that she kept a Bible in her bathroom open at all times. And when she would go in to the bathroom, she would sit and she would read the Word of God. So I tried to do like her. I would go into her bathroom and I would take and change the scripture that she had, of the chapter, the book that she was reading from, it, and read the easy stuff, stuff that I could read really well. And I used to love to read the Beatitudes. I was fascinated with the Beatitudes. And she knew that it was me. She said, "Nobody been in here in this bathroom but Aunt Patty." So because she changes every time, and she always leaves it to the Beatitudes. So I know that was her. But she didn't mind. She said, "Well, just keep on reading it. Just keep on reading it." And I'm grateful for that background, that training, because it's needed. Now, are we there yet? Tell the Lord amen. All right, Psalms 30, starting at verse 1. I always like to leave you with a red word. "I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." Just when you just think about him, just give thanks unto his remembrance of who he is and what he's done, and how God has blessed you, and how he's kept you. Oh, how wondrous is the name of the Lord. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Oh, how wondrous is the name of the Lord. We're in our fall season now. Some are getting ready for Saturday, Halloween, where you got that trick and treat and stuff going on. You know, I talked about that last week. You want your children to have some candy? Buy candy. They sell candy all year long. Give your child a treat in the evening. Give them a treat on the weekend, whatever. If he or she has been successful in doing what you ask them to do, take the garbage out, sweep the floor, whatever, reward them sometime, you know, with a piece of candy. We always had candy when I was a child. My mom used to like the Fifth Avenue. My daddy used to like the Mound. Mom used to like M&M's with peanuts. Daddy didn't like them at all. He'd rather have a Hostess cake, a chocolate one. He liked chocolate. So I'm telling you, we got to be careful, people of God. This is a spooky time here. But we're going to bless God and give him thanks every time we remember who he is. Just think of his goodness to you and how good he's been. So you all have food to throw away, but don't throw it away. Pack it up and give it to somebody who doesn't have. God has been good to you, and he's going to keep on being good to you and your family members. I don't think there's too many of you on this airway that's hurting for anything. Food, why do you always say you're broke? But you're not broke either. You can go find a piece of money if you need to. So let's just keep right on remembering God of his holiness and give thanks, oh, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Sing unto the Lord. Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. Cry out. Tell him thank you. Tell him how good he is. Tell him that you appreciate him. God, I love you. God, I adore you. God, you're all the world to me and some. You're more than a bag of chips. You're Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning. You're the end. You're my life. You're my joy. You're my strength. You're my hope for tomorrow. You pick me up when I stumble. You hear me when I call. You will not allow me to go down to the pit. You're wonderful. Oh, how wondrous is the name of the Lord. Moving on, for his anger endureth but a moment. My God, today. So you mean to tell me you can make God angry? So yeah, I do it all the time. When I don't obey his rules, his commands. When I don't obey his voice, yes, but his anger don't last forever. If it, oh my God, if it lasted, I wouldn't be here tonight speaking with you. But because he's mindful of his creation, he's eager to forgive us and keep us from going down to the pit. His love, his grace keeps us from going down to the pit. Or some of us would have been down there. And then if we had gone down to the pit, we'd be like David, saying, he brought me up out of a horrible pit. That must have been a terrible pit that David was in, because he said, the Lord brought me up out of a horrible pit, for his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. You have life in God. You have life, and you have it more abundantly in God. Thank you, sweet Jesus. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the more the part about this that we don't care for is that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The thing is, we don't know how long night is, and we don't know where morning is. We don't know if morning is coming soon or later. We don't know how long our night is. We know that it's not the night that we know. Night is 12 hours long that we know. But with God, we don't know the time frame is on night. all we know that weeping may endure. It's a possibility that it will endure for the night, but we know that in our weeping for this night here, it may endure. It may last and it may not. That's a big may there. Weeping may endure for a night, comma, but joy cometh in the morning. In other words, don't give up while you're in your nighttime, while it looks like God has forgotten you, while it looks like things is never going to change. Lord, will things get any better for me? Will I suffer all my life? Do I have to go through hardship all the time? Every time I turn around, is something working against me? When is this night going to end, God? But David is letting you know that he's been through this. And he's letting you know that God's anger is but for just a little while. His anger endure but for a moment. Yes, you have to pay for what you did wrong. Well, let's put it mildly where you can understand it. Clarence Carter sung a song for at the dark end of the street where we always meet. Living in sin and we know it's wrong, but our love keeps coming on strong. Tonight we'll meet at the dark end of the street. They're going to find us. Oh, we'll have to pay for that. And it'll feel like God's night will never end. But David wants you to know it only endureth but for a moment. It won't last always. The thing is, we need to find patience during the time our nighttime is available to us. We're in our nighttime. We need to find patience. Because patience, the Bible said, let patience have a perfect work. Patience will help you to not focus on how long is my night. God, how long do I have to endure this thing? Oh, how long, God, will I have to pay for this? Well, they said dance to the music. You have to pay the piper. If you dance to the music. But David wants you to know it might get a little rough sometimes. But God's anger only endure but a moment. My God, when is the moment up? When is the moment over? And David lets you know that after God's moment has passed with you in his favor, his life, you're starting to feel better. There's life in the favor of God. And because of the favor of life, his favor of life for you, weeping may. Come on, my child. Hold on. Change is coming. I can feel it in the air. I can feel it in the atmosphere. That's what Norman Hutchins said. Hold on. A change is coming. For the move of God is on the way. Weeping may endure for a night. For joy cometh in the morning. You got to hold on. Don't faint in your night. Don't give up in your night. Hold on, for the change is coming. Morning is sooner than you think. Yeah, oh God, I've been out here this mess for 20 years. Hold on. You're getting closer to your morning where things will change. Things will get better because of the love of God and because of the life that's in God. The favor of God is life. Hold on, my sister. Hold on, my brother. Don't give up. Help is on the way. A change is coming. Morning. It's coming. Your night won't last you forever. Oh, bless his name. Your night won't last forever. Even though it may seem like it's forever. But know this, that joy. But you got to go through your night. You got to go through your night. You got to go through your night blessing his name. You got to go through your night, although your body might be racked with pain, you got to say, Lord, I thank you. Because I know that you're going to touch my body. God, I thank you. You know how many years I laid on my bed, couldn't hardly move, and I just began to lay there and just bless God. I just said, Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you because better days are coming. God, I thank you because brighter days are ahead. God, I thank you for healing my body. Was I healed at that time? No. But I began to thank God for it because I knew that he was going to do it. But he just wanted to see, would I tell him thank you for something that I couldn't see? And when he saw my faith, it was like the woman with the issue of blood. Jesus said, your faith, woman, not the virtue that left my body. It was your faith that activated the virtue, and it made you whole. Sometimes we got to let our faith do the walking. We got to let our faith do the walking instead of our mouths and our doubt. We got to let our faith see this thing. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's in Hebrews gospel. And the evidence of things not seen. Now, faith. You got to work your faith now. Even though you can't see it, you're in your nighttime. As dark as it can be, it's pitch black in your life. You got pains. You got sorrow. You got all kind of stuff going on with you. It is dark as it can be, but your faith now has to see light at the end of the tunnel. Your faith has to see your morning. Your faith has to see you rising up above your situation. Your faith has to see you coming out of this on top. Your faith has to see you being moved. Your faith has to bring you into a new dimension. Your faith will set you free. Oh, bless his name. Weeping may endure but for the night, but joy, my God, today cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. That was your nighttime. David is telling about his night experience. God hid his face from him. That was darkness. That was the darkest day right then when he couldn't see God, when he could not hear from God. He prayed and he prayed and he could not hear from God. But when he came to grips with himself, hey, this ain't going to last always. This ain't going to last always. This weeping may endure but for the night. But I know joy is coming in the morning. I know joy is out there waiting. Just as soon as the dark lifts, joy will be there. Joy is on the way. Darkness is in the way right now. But weeping and wailing ain't going to last always. Ah, David begins to say in this next, well, let's go back to verse number 7, and it says, Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. He's telling the truth. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. Now you see what he did? He didn't call up his neighbor. He didn't call a friend. Didn't even call the preacher. He cried out to the Lord. He cried out to the Lord, and the Lord I made, unto the Lord I made my complaint. I made my supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? That's a question. Shall the dust praise thee? God, I can't praise you in the grave. I can't praise you dead. I got to be alive to praise you. That's what he said. That's what it's all about. Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. We got to pray God's word to him. We got to stop complaining and pray God's word to him. He swore by his own word. So give him his word back. Give him his word back. I'm almost done. Thou hast turned for me my mourning. Listen to this. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. David started dancing. Some of you need to dance in the spirit. Some of you just need to just start moving your feet. Back in my time, they had this dance called the shuffle or something. And you just shuffle your feet. Well, if you can't pick them up, put them down like I still can, just start shuffling your feet while you're sitting to the table, sitting in your chair. Just start shuffling your feet around. Just start giving God a dance offering for the things that he brought you out of. Just start moving your feet. I'm moving my feet right now. I'm just giving God a dance offering. Ah. Because he moved mourning, turning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth, my sadness, and girded me with gladness. You'll see up here in verse number 5, I believe it was, he was weeping in verse number 5. He was weeping in verse number 5. But once he got himself together and stopped weeping over what was going on and began to bless God, in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there? God, what good is it if I'm dead and can't do nothing? Everybody, that's what David is more or less asking God a question. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? What you going to get out of that? How is that going to bless you? Shall the dust praise me? No. God, the dust can't praise you. Let me do it. Shall the dust praise me? Shall it declare thy truth? No, but I can. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. David is talking big time to God. Thou hast turned for me. It won't always be like this. Sooner or later, it will turn in my favor. He's turning it around for me, around for me, around for me. It won't always be like this. Sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor. He's turning it around for me, around for me. Come on, say it. Around for me, sooner or later. It will turn in my favor. He's turning it around for me. Come on, one more time. Sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor. He's turning it around for me. And I'm almost done. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness to the end that my glory may sing praises to thee. And not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. ever, and the word of the Lord is blessed. Sooner or later, come on, Dr. Scott, it'll turn in my favor. He's turning it around for me, around for me. There you go. Listen to the word of the Lord.
Sometimes discouraged,
yeah,
but not defeated.
Come on.
Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me,
around for me. Around for me,
it's turning around,
turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking,
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong,
if I stand strong and believe,
there's no reason
to
doubt. I know he's working.
I know he's working in us.
And it's turning around.
Turning around for me.
This is the good news.
It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concern.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business card.